This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root back in the house, back in the saddle, gone for two measly days. Come on, folks. Don't get so excited on me. I got so many emails and so many calls and so many texts saying, where are you? Where are you? What happened? Are you okay? I was on a four-day vacation, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Back early Wednesday, ready to do the show, ready in the saddle today, by the way. I also got a lot of calls and a lot of texts and a lot of emails saying, the guy you got as your guest host is fantastic. Where has he been all my life? Lee Elsie was fantastic. Once again, Wayne Root proving that I am the power of relentless. Every radio host, national one I've ever guest hosted for, has fired me because I was too good. Nobody wants a good guest host. Nobody. Okay, I won't name names, but I've guest hosted for the biggest national radio hosts in America, and none of them could stand the fact that people loved me, and they fired me or never used me again or never spoke to me again. And I always said if I ever become a radio host, I'm going to search for the best guest host available. I don't subscribe to the idea that while you're gone, you want someone who sucks. So everybody pathetically begs you to come back and pathetically can't wait till you come back. I subscribe to the theory that if you entertain people while you're gone and you have a great backup host, they're in a great mood when you get back. And they're thankful that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever they listen to this show, there's someone good, there's someone entertaining, there's someone with energy, there's someone who is educational, there's someone who makes them want to listen. And that was Lee Elsie. So great job, Lee Elsie. I heard nothing but compliments. Wayne Root is not like any other radio host in the country. I want a backup who's as good as the main host. Lee Elsie, you are great. Thank you. Now, here's the deal, okay? I was gone for some really big news for Monday and Tuesday, and I've got a lot to get off my chest. I'm opening the show by saying, I told you so. I told you so. Liberals have lost their minds, and now I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Four topics. Topic number one is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I told you she was a commie, and she didn't let me down. I don't even know what to write my next column for in the Las Vegas Review Journal coming up on Sunday. I've written Thursdays, but I can't decide because there's so many good topics. There's Cortez in New York, who is a commie and a Jew hater, who put down Israel the other day. I told you so. There is Obama, which I believe is the biggest scandal in the history of America, but no one notices because the media has not said a word. Obama accepted big money and spoke in South Africa, a country that is now murdering white people, a country that's now stealing the land of white people, and he gave a speech there and said nothing about it. Can you imagine, just imagine with me, if Donald Trump gave a speech, a white Republican, let alone Donald Trump, gave a speech in a country, say South Africa, 20 years ago, that practiced apartheid, that killed blacks, that stole blacks' land. Can you imagine what the media would say? Trump would lose his job in 5 minutes. He'd be impeached the next day. They'd burn Washington down, the liberals would. And black Americans would, and the NAACP would. And you know what? They'd probably be right. Because I'd be ashamed if an American president, let alone a Republican, spoke in a country that had apartheid. Well, guess what? South Africa has apartheid now against white people. And Obama spoke there, probably got paid $500,000. He was standing on the stage next to a fellow who I assume was the president, who's the guy who passed the law that said, I can steal your land if you're white. Every white farmer must give up their land at gunpoint. And he promised, for the moment, we're not going to kill you all. But coming soon is a genocide. If you fight back, we're going to kill you all. And Obama went there and gave them credibility and stood on that stage. And you're worried about Trump with Russia and Putin? Because he doesn't like the CIA? Well, sure he doesn't like the CIA. The CIA and the DOJ and the FBI were in a full-throated conspiracy to elect Hillary, to literally get Hillary off the hook for crimes, massive crimes against the American people, and massive crimes with her own Russian collusion. They were trying to get Obama off the hook, and then they were trying to frame Trump. Of course he doesn't trust the deep state, the CIA, the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, and the entire government apparatus of the United States that's out to destroy Trump. But that isn't the story. The story isn't that Trump doesn't trust the CIA. He shouldn't trust the CIA. The story is that Obama went to a country practicing hatred, murder, and racism against white people, and no one said a word. How much money did you get, Obama? $500,000 for the speech? And while you were there, could you maybe have said something about South Africa now killing white people? Could you have said that? Because quite a few white farmers have been murdered in the last year. But all of them, a new law, this isn't illegal stuff going on, a new law was passed by the new president saying if you're white, we steal your farm. It's completely legal. What if I said I could steal a black person's farm because you're black? Would Obama go speak in that country? Would he accept $500,000 for the speech? Would he not say anything? This is a stain upon America. Now it's okay. It's open season on whites, according to liberals and Obama. And while he was there, what did he say? He put down our president, Trump. That's treason. To travel the world and put down our president as an ex-American president is treason. Number one. And number two, he talked about the need for universal income. He's a commie. I called it, he's a communist. Universal income is communism. Paying people for not working is communism. And if it's so great, why are people starving to death in Venezuela? Why are they starving to death and in prison cells in Cuba? Why are they starving to death in prison cells in North Korea? If it's so great, if that's what you want for America, and if you're going to talk about Russian collusion, the Russian collusion was Obama and Hillary giving away the uranium stock of the United States of America to Russia in return for big donations. The Russian collusion was allowing Russia to invade Ukraine and take over Crimea and doing nothing about it, Mr. Obama. The Russian collusion was Obama whispering to the president of Russia, tell Vladimir, I'll take care of him as soon as I'm reelected and I've got the ability to do whatever he wants. That's Russian collusion. And the collusion is not Trump being friends with Russia. It's Obama in his 8 years being best friends forever with every Islamic leader in the world who supported terrorism. Best friends with Iran. Gave Iran the greatest deal in the world. Gave them hundreds of billions of dollars. And flew them over $1 billion on an airplane in ransom against the laws of the United States of America. Because they're his friends. So if Obama could be friends with every Muslim creep, terrorist backer in the world who wants to destroy Israel and America, why can't Trump be friends with Russia? But I haven't even gotten to the one that gets me mad yet. I haven't even gotten to the one that has me boiling, and that one is MGM. Right here in Las Vegas, MGM Resorts International Casino Company. Jim Murren, you're despicable. Jim Murren, you're disgusting. Jim Murren, you're disgraceful. I'm sorry I'm a day late because I wanted to scream all of this just yesterday. But it's okay because I called it the moment I saw it. You're suing the victims who were shot, who were killed, the relatives of the dead killed on your property. Because we all know, I've said it here on the radio, I've interviewed experts on the radio. We'll have Brian Claypool today, who was a survivor, who was at the massacre, the Vegas massacre on October 1st. And he's a lawyer and he's representing 75 victims. And he's been on the show multiple times. We've had MGM Security on the show anonymously multiple times telling the stories of how pathetic you are, Jim Murren, and MGM. How you did nothing to prevent this from happening. Nothing. You are absolutely on the hook for all of it. You're going to be bankrupt. Your company's dead. Gone. Goodbye. But you couldn't accept that. You knew it was coming, so you went for a Hail Mary. You decided to sue the victims who were shot and terrorized on your property. But there is a funny part of all this. See, I've said from the beginning, I'm telling you as sure as I'm standing here, it was a terrorist attack. As sure as I'm standing here, Paddock wasn't alone. He was part of an Islamic terror attack. There are so many facts that point to that. But MGM and the FBI and our sheriff here in Las Vegas all made sure to tell the whole world again and again and again it wasn't a terrorist attack. A fantastical cover-up. You all covered up the truth, so now, Jim Murren and MGM, you got a big problem. See, it was a terror attack, but you told the world it wasn't a terror attack. And what the lawyers are now saying is the very clause you're trying to hang your hat on in federal court as you judge shop to try and find a judge that will take your side and throw out all the state court lawsuits. No one will ever listen to you because the clause you're hanging your hat on involves terrorism. And it doesn't apply to you because this wasn't a terror attack. It was just a madman named Stephen Paddock. You've told us all that. So you can't go back now and claim it was a terror attack. You got a problem. So now it's all going to get thrown out of court. But it doesn't matter. MGM's done. It's finished. Kaput. Goodbye. Adios. No one's coming there anymore. All your reservations are being canceled as we speak. All your convention bookings are being canceled as we speak. All your Players Card members are canceling and demanding to get out of your program as we speak. Because you're the biggest lowlife that ever lived, Jim Murren. You're like lint under my feet. You're like the sewage that runs in the sewer, you lowlife scumbag. Only the lowest life scumbag in the world would ever, ever, as a corporate CEO, approve a lawsuit against the poor victims who were shot on your hotel property because of your lousy security. Because you're such a pathetic liberal, you were too busy promoting CARE, an organization that fronts for Muslim terrorism. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization that is basically communist, that labels anyone who's Christian a hate group. And you wanted to give corporate money to them. You were so busy with your liberal, pathetic causes, you didn't protect the people at Mandalay Bay, and they died. And now you're suing them and their relatives. MGM goes down in history as the most low-life company in the history of the world. And Jim Murren must be fired today, this hour. And the Casino Control Commission must fine him $12 billion on the way out the door for damaging the reputation and the brand of Las Vegas. Do you have any idea the stain you've put on Las Vegas? Do you have any idea how many people will cancel their trips? How many people will no longer come here? Because your corporation is worse than the mafia. You sued the victims who were shot on your property, you lowlife. Adios, baby. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, longing for the days of organized crime. Man, I wish the Mafia ran Vegas again, because you know what? The Mafia knew how to treat people better than Jim Murren of MGM. Do you understand the Mafia, if there was a shooting at their hotel, the Mafia would have given, who knows what, free everything, the people who were involved in this thing. Everything you want for the rest of your life, free. And you know what, the American people, if you'd given wonderful gifts to the people who were shot and killed, if you had spent $1 billion giving gifts to the people shot and killed, and then you'd pay out another $1 billion in losses, the American people would have loved you and forgiven you, MGM. The American people would have said, wow, there's a nice class organization. Let's go to Vegas and enjoy ourselves. And instead, what Jim Murren has done is he has assassinated his own company's brand. And with it, by the way, to some extent, Las Vegas. The Casino Control Commission fines people and fires people and demands people cannot be hired as executives all the time because they've done something to impugn the reputation of Las Vegas. Jim Murren has just destroyed the entire lifelong goodwill of everyone in the history of Las Vegas that made tourism number one. He took people that were shot, people that were terrorized, people that are seeing psychiatrists, and he sued them. And he didn't think that would come back and haunt his company. Remember what I've said, by the way, in the Las Vegas Review Journal again and again in my columns, that my grandfather came to America from Germany with nothing, like a nickel in his pants. And one day, after 20 years of hard work and saving a few dollars, he opened a butcher store. And it went from a one-man butcher store to a two-man butcher store to a three-man butcher store to a four-man butcher store, and I think it went to a six eventually. And he retired by his standards, by small businessman standards, in the 1970s, a wealthy man. My grandfather made it in America, and it was because he only had two rules, he told me. Wayne, two rules. Rule number one, the customer's always right. And rule number two, if the customer's wrong, refer back to number one. And you will be rich in America if that's your philosophy. So what's Jim Murren's philosophy of MGM? If the customer is shot, sue him. If he shot on your property because you're an incompetent loser and you didn't have proper security, sue him. Sue the victims of the worst tragedy in the history of Las Vegas. Sue them. I wonder if remember the MGM fire? Of course, that wasn't Jim Murren. That was a long time ago. But there was an MGM fire, and like 100 people died. They jumped off the roof. They burned to death. What a horrible thing. In those days, did MGM sue them after they fell to their death after burning to death? Did the World Trade Center sue the people that jumped out of the 100th floor to their death? Did the Yankees sue the people who attend the game when they lose? Can you imagine Yankees playing the Red Sox? Me and my board op, Chris, go to the Yankee game. Yankees lose. When we get home, there's a lawsuit waiting. That's what this is. Do you understand the madness of this? Now, I understand MGM was told by lawyers, you have no choice. You've got to sue. You've got to change the venue to federal court. It's your only chance. You've got to blame terrorism. You've got to use a terrorism clause. I understand what lawyers told you. Lawyers are whores. Lawyers aren't nice people. Lawyers' only job is to help you win at all costs. So they'll do anything, including sell out their mother to help you win so they get paid their $1,000 an hour. But you can't, as a CEO or a board of directors, ever listen to lawyers who are going to tell you to sue the people who are shot on your property without realizing that it's the worst business decision in the history of mankind. And for the rest of all time at Harvard Business School and Stanford Business School, you will be the subject in every single study, case study, of how stupid businessmen are occasionally in capitalism. There are people so dumb that they couldn't smell cat if I spotted them the C and the A. That's Jim Murren and his executive team and the board of directors. If you went along with this legal strategy to destroy the very people who were shot on your property, probably because of your negligence as an assist to a madman. How could you make that decision? How could anyone? I'm Mr. Capitalism. Wayne Root is the capitalist evangelist. Remember that name that I've been branded for 20 years? I'm the guy who sings the praises of capitalism. You make capitalism look bad. Like I said, the mafia makes you look bad. You make the mafia look great. Jim Murren of MGM. What an embarrassment to Las Vegas. What an embarrassment. What a terrible thing. You sued the people who were shot on your property. You thought that would be good for your brand? And you thought people would stand for it? Hashtag boycott MGM is everywhere on the internet today. Do you know that, Jim Genius Murren? Jim Liberal, call Christians hate groups, and support Muslim terror group CARE, Murren? Did you really think the people would accept this? People aren't that dumb, Jim. You are, obviously. MGM is finished as a company. Finished, completely finished, because of this moron's mistakes. And now he sues the people who were shot on his property. Because he wanted his $20 million a year bonus, so he sucked the money out of security. And the people died, and he sued them.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump today is meeting with members of his cabinet. The president, before that meeting, though, took the opportunity to remind us how strong him and his administration have been on Russia.
There's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia. All you have to do is look at the numbers, look at what we've done, look at sanctions, look at ambassadors not there, look, unfortunately, at what happened in Syria recently.
We're hearing about a phase two on tax reform. Congressman Jim Renacci talks about what we can expect.
We got to make sure the tax cuts are permanent, as you said. We got to make sure that the individual side is permanent, too. We got to make sure the tax cuts are permanent across the board. Corporate tax cuts are already permanent, but we got the other side that we need to make sure permanency, including the individual side, including the S-Corps and all of those. We got to make sure that everybody has certainty and predictability going forward.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now. By the way, this show is sponsored by The Grace Company. The Great Company of Tangible Investments. They are the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investment Studio, so named because they're the main title sponsor. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven for the storm. Anytime something bad happens, you need insurance, right? Car insurance, home insurance, health insurance, liability umbrella insurance, business insurance. Everybody's got insurance, right? You don't leave a house without it. You'd be crazy. And the few people who do pay for it every time. I just saw a story, by the way. I think it was in USA Today today. About some guy who had an okay, nice, middle-class life. And he didn't have insurance on his house and flooding hit. And he had a wife and I think four kids. And a nice job. And flooding hit. And he became homeless. And he felt so bad that he ruined his family's life that he became a heroin addict. And he got HIV. And now he's got full-blown AIDS. It was in, I think, USA Today, the cover story, I believe. Today. This morning. And so that's how important insurance is. You lose your whole life. If your car is totaled or if you're hurt badly and there's $1 million in medical bills, right? You need insurance. Well, gold is wealth insurance. Everybody needs gold. And Tangible Investments right now will send you, just for calling them and inquiring, they'll send you free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. They've been around 30 years. The number one investment has beaten the Dow 3-1 since 1970. Receive your free American Silver Eagle. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000 right now. First 100, get it. Or visit TII1.com. By the way, take the call-in number down because we're going to take calls today about Obama in South Africa ignoring white genocide. I think it's the story of the year, the scandal of the century of an American president speaking in a country that's practicing white genocide. They used to practice genocide against blacks. Now they practice genocide against whites. They murder white farmers. Obama doesn't care. And then, of course, you heard me on an epic rant against Jim Murren of MGM. What a joke. I wish the mafia was back in charge because at least they knew how to treat people. He makes the mafia look good. He gives a good name for the Gambinos. Disgusting, disgraceful, despicable human being that has brought great disrepute upon the city of Las Vegas and has destroyed the brand name of MGM. Just destroyed it. Kirk Kerkorian has got to be just turning over in his grave, vomiting upon Jim Murren's home. All right, we've got actually Laura Loomer on the line, because Laura Loomer has more to tell us about MGM and their lawsuit, their despicable, disgraceful, disgusting lawsuit against the victims. Who would be dumb enough to not know as an MGM executive that you have just ruined your entire company's reputation and you've made yourself the most hated company in the world? Who would not know that, Laura Loomer? Why would you do something like this?
Well, we need to remind the listeners and the viewers that Jim Murren, we're talking about a guy who is a big money Democrat. His wife used to work for the Obama administration. And if you recall, during those 2016 presidential campaign, Jim Murren was actually giving union employees who work for MGM Resorts 10 weeks of paid vacation so they could go campaign for Hillary Clinton. Right. This is a guy who advertises flyers in the employee rooms of MGM break rooms for illegal aliens who are employed by MGM Resorts so that they can get benefits and legal services for free. This is a guy who agreed to match employee donations to terrorist organizations like Antifa and CARE and other George Soros-backed organizations. So you're dealing with a very twisted human being who clearly is not rational in his thinking. And
I want to jump in and say something. So listen, I know all this. I've written it. I've been the only guy bold enough to write it in a newspaper column in Las Vegas. I could have been fired by my newspaper for that. So I wrote about it, Laura. You and I are on the same team. But even I wouldn't believe that that person would be dumb enough, low IQ enough, ever sue the very people who were shot and killed on his own property, probably because of his negligence. But forget that for a minute. Forget his negligence. If they were shot for any reason on his property, you're destroying the brand name of Vegas, the city, and MGM, the biggest casino gaming company in the world.
Right.
You've just put it all in the sewer. Biggest mistake in the history of corporate America. Even I'm shocked that a liberal could be that stupid.
Well, what I find to be most shocking about the lawsuit is the fact that now MGM Resorts, in order to avoid liability in this lawsuit that they filed against the victims, they're claiming that the Las Vegas shooting was an act of terrorism. And
so
the way that they're doing
that. It says those words.
Yeah, and so what I want to know, and the question I have, is how is it that the FBI and Sheriff Lombardo and the LVMPD have maintained since the day after the shooting, October 2nd, 2017, when they said in their press conference that this was not an act of terrorism. How is it that MGM, which has been completely complicit in this egregious cover-up and the lie that this was not an act of terrorism, how are they now going against the official narrative that the people of this country and the world have been force-fed for 9 months straight, despite overwhelming evidence that ISIS participated in the Vegas shooting? How are they now saying that this is an act of terrorism? I mean, these people have no principles.
I want to make sure people know, Laura is in, you're in New York, right? Are you in New York? Where are you right now?
I'm in Florida right now.
All right, so Laura's on the East Coast. She's in Florida. She was not listening to this program. She happened to text me and say, I got news for you, Wayne. They're calling it an act of terrorism while I was talking on the air. And so I asked her to call in right now, get on the phone. But you don't realize I was saying all the exact words that you're saying. So you and I, great minds think alike, not just alike, but exactly alike. I was talking about their Jim Urin's love of Antifa, his love of the Southern Poverty Law Center, his love of ISIS. I was talking about how Sheriff Lombardo, the Vegas police, the FBI, and MGM all were complicit in a massive cover-up claiming this had nothing to do with Islamic terrorism. And now they're claiming that a terrorist act... I didn't even know that they claimed it was a terrorist act. All I knew, they were asking whether a 2002 Anti-Terrorism Act absolves it of liability. That doesn't say it's a terrorist act. It just says they hired a company that was approved by Homeland Security, thereby in their minds absolving them because of an Anti-Terrorism Act passed by Congress in 2002. Do they ever actually say in their lawsuit, this was an act of terrorism? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Well, by using the defense of the Support Anti-Terrorism by Fostering Effective Technologies Act of 2002, they're basically claiming that this was a terrorist attack because the law was enacted to limit liability for terrorist attacks.
So no, I'm aware of all that. I just don't know if they ever used the words that this was a terror attack. I think they're trying to use the mulligan.
If they're using that defense, then they're going to have to prove in federal court that this was a terrorist attack, which is going to be really difficult now that, you know, the FBI and LGMPD under Sheriff Lombardo and Aaron Ralph have been saying for 9 months that this wasn't terrorism. So how are they going to have those individuals testify in federal court and say that this wasn't an act of terrorism, and then have MGM say that it is an act of terrorism so that they can avoid having any liability whatsoever? If you recall, you know, I've been warning people for 9 months now about the process that MGM has been undergoing to absolve their assets so that they can limit the amount of damages they have to pay victims. If you recall, I released a story on your show many months ago when MGM, I uncovered and exclusively reported, was in talks with Sheriff Lombardo to, quote, donate to Las Vegas Village, where the Las Vegas shooting actually took place, which is 15 acres worth of land worth about $100 million. They were going to donate this to Sheriff Lombardo and the LGMPD so they could make the Sheriff Lombardo LGMPD SWAT headquarter office, right? They were going to make the crime scene of the Las Vegas shooting, where all those people were shot and killed, a new SWAT headquarters. So, look, why would you donate $100 million worth of prime real estate to a police station unless you were trying to eliminate your assets so that you don't have to, you don't have to give as much money as you're sued? I mean, that's what they're trying to do.
Listen, Laura, I'm on your side, but I'm telling you there's other reasons. I'll give you a much better reason as a businessman. I think like a capitalist businessman. That $100 million site is now worth zero after 50 people died and over 500 were shot in the bloodiest massacre in America's history and Vegas's history. It is a cursed site. You couldn't sell it for $1.50. So either you take a $100 million write-off or you act like you're a benevolent, wonderful person like Jim Murin wants to claim and you donate it to the police. Now the police are great at saying wonderful things about you and anything you need them to say, you've got them because you've given them a $100 million thing for free, but you now take a $100 million tax write-off on something that was worth zero the day after the shooting. That's how a businessman thinks. So really, that was just, you know, the way a psychotic businessman thinks, and that's Jim Murin. So that's the real thinking of it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really interesting, too, when you look at Jim Murin's finances in the days and weeks leading up to the Las Vegas shooting.
I know about all the stock they sold.
And people called us crazy. People called us conspiracy theorists because we pointed out the fact that Jim Moran got rid of 80% of his stock within MGM 3 weeks before the Vegas shooting, and in the days before the Vegas shooting, George Soros shorted the MGM stock, right? He bet against it. So why would you do that? Why would you have George Soros tied to all these left-leaning...
Laura, here's the issue, me and you. I've said all these things in print in a newspaper column at great risk to myself. I thought I might get fired.
Yeah,
thought
I so might have
get, literally.
So have
and I. I've said it,
so have I.
But I never say it means that they were terrorists or they were in with terrorists. I just ask questions. I say, why would somebody do this? It makes no sense to me.
Right.
And I just leave it open to interpretation. I have no idea why someone would do it. I don't have the slightest idea why someone would do it. It makes no sense to me. But it also makes no sense that anybody would be so vicious they would want a terrorist attack on their own hotel. That makes no sense either. So to me, the whole thing is just weird. It's weird. I don't blame him for that. All I say is I don't know why he sold 85% of his stock in the weeks leading up to the worst terror attack in American history that they wouldn't call a terror attack, that they now want classified as a terror attack. I have no idea why you would do that. Laura Loomer, always with good questions, though, and always with good scoops. We appreciate it. And obviously, you and me are together on one thing. MGM has just destroyed their name. What a vicious thing that Jim Murren and MGM just did to the victims of this crime. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Thank you, Laura Loomer.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll free 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I'm back today. I've been out for 2 days on a little vacation, a mini 4-day vacation, but two of them were the weekend, two of them were Monday, Tuesday. And I'm back and refreshed, and as you could hear, hopefully you've been listening, and I've been on the attack again, because there are people that need a good foot in the mouth, let me tell you. A real good foot in the mouth. Obama, the traitor, attacking the President of the United States on tour in South Africa, not mentioning the President of South Africa wants to take away the land of white people and is threatening genocide against whites. I mean, that genocide is the words of a Hitler. And Obama is willing to go there and make nice and not say a word about it in a country that's threatening to murder white farmers and that has already murdered white farmers and that is has passed a law that says you could steal white farmers' land. It's amazing. It's just amazing. But I am back, and I'm on the attack against Jim Murren of MGM, who's got to lose his job immediately, and his whole board should be fired. Forget about them firing him. They got to be fired because they must have approved the lawsuit against the victims of the Vegas massacre. What an outrage. What a disgusting outrage. And we've got an MGM security employee on the phone who wants to remain anonymous, and so we'll just call her Jane Doe. Jane Doe, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. Good day to you.
Good day to you. It's just unfortunate that I have to work for a company that treats people like that.
How sad is that? How amazing.
All I'm going to say,
what have they just done to their brand name, Jane?
Their security is worse off than before October 1st because they say security doesn't bring in any money.
Right. I know. That's been their thing. I had other security personnel, a male executive at one of the MGM properties, that's all I'll say, who came on the show anonymously, and that male executive told me the exact same thing, Jane, that they believe that security doesn't produce a profit.
Every time we talk about October 1st, they tell us to get over those poor people that died. And they tell
you that. Exactly. Who tells you that? Your top executives tell you that? Who says that?
Management.
Right. Right. That same management that that now wants to sue the people who were shot or killed, lost their lives, or they're traumatized for the rest of their life. They got PTSD, and they're PTSDing them double and triple. Now when they go to psychiatrists, they can say, wait a minute, I didn't just participate in a slaughter, the worst in America's history, but I'm now being slaughtered by MGM in a double slaughter. Can you imagine, Jane, what a terrible message that is to send?
I pray for those people, but I have to go now. God bless everyone.
All right, Jane. Thank you for letting us know the security is no better now than it was before the terror attack. And by the way, it's no surprise to me. I hear that every day. Now you heard it from an MGM security officer. But I hear it every single day from friends of mine who go to events at MGM. They go to conferences. They go to conventions. And they tell me they could walk in with a bomb. They could walk in with a gun. They could walk in with a shotgun. They could walk in with an assault rifle, a machine gun. Nobody would ever know. They don't do anything to search you. Nothing. Nothing has changed after the worst, what I call terror attack in the history of America, and they refuse to call it a terror attack. Yet now, as Laura Loomer pointed out, they're falling back on the strategy of basically, I don't think it's quite what Laura said. I don't believe, I have to see the actual lawsuit. I don't believe they're calling it an act of terror. I don't think they're calling it terrorism. What I think MGM is doing is they're saying that there was a law passed by Congress called the 2002 Anti-Terrorism Act. And that act absolves anyone of liability for injuries or death if you hire a company that is an expert in preventing terrorism approved by Homeland Security. And MGM is claiming they hired such a company, therefore absolving them of all of the liability. I don't think that means they're admitting it's an act of terrorism or they're demanding it be classified as an act of terrorism. I don't believe that. I believe they're just relying on a law that says if you hire someone who's an expert at fighting terrorism, then you are absolved of liability. And I don't believe they have a snowball's chance of hell of getting a federal judge to agree with them. But it doesn't matter. Even if you thought it was one out of a million and your company's going to be bankrupt, you take the one in a million shot. You can't take that shot because you are destroying the image of MGM and Las Vegas. You are basically putting a giant sign on your hotel that says, don't ever come here again, with flashing neon lights. We are the worst corporate American company in the history of this country. Maybe in the history of the world. Nobody's ever been this disgusting. You know, and it doesn't matter if you really meant it that disgusting, because they'll argue we're not suing them for money. There's no money involved. No, you're just suing them. People who are victimized are now being victimized the second time when they wake up and see a lawsuit. And we'll have Brian Claypool on the show, by the way, the attorney who is the survivor of the Vegas massacre and a civil rights litigator. He represents 75 survivors. He will be on the show at half past this next hour. Hour number two, half past the hour, 4:30 West Coast time, 7:30 East. Brian Claypool will be on this show, and we will talk about this disgusting, despicable act by MGM that has embarrassed and brought shame upon the entire Las Vegas and the entire casino industry, and I think just has buried his company, MGM, forevermore. You'd have to change the name of the company. First, you're going to have to declare bankruptcy, and then you're going to have to change the name of the company. You have to get bought by someone else and change the name. And guess what Jim Murren will do? He will ride off into the sunset with his fancy pants wife that started the Cancer Institute that went bankrupt. They all thought they were such brilliant, high-class Ivy Leaguers with their love of art. They put art all over the MGM City Center. You know, it was worth $10 billion on the day it opened. It was worth $1 billion. They lost $9 billion with their love of art and their brilliant strategic thinking from the Ivy Leagues. What you've done to Vegas, the Mafia looks so good compared to you, Jim Murren. Nobody ever lost $9 billion in the Mafia. No one ever in the Mafia ever sued victims of a dramatic attack on their own property. Just disgusting. But Jim Murren will ride off into the distance with $100 million in assets in his bank account. And it's sad. It's really sad. You make corporate America look disgusting.
Any product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all local...
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dude.